Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It was nice yesterday. What a surprise. I gotta tell you, I thought it was an L. I thought it was an L piece. When Hoskins leads off with the triple and they don't score, I think it's an L piece. I go, I can't believe they're going to stinking Marlins, right? First thing I thought of, stinking Marlins. And one of our listeners, Daddy Mufasa, had said, you know, listen, it's an important series so you can bury the demons of the Marlins. That shows you they're different, right? You take a series from the Marlins. And, you know, it's a beautiful day, right? It's a hitting day. You're going up against a trash, you know, fifth starter slash bullpen guy, and you can't hit, and Gibby pitches well for you, and I'm thinking, you're going to go down? That's a bad one. And so, full disclosure, it happens during the day, right? And the game was yesterday, and I'm following along, and the Moscow had a game last night. So, I go to warm them up. I like to just take them out a little bit. You know, throw it around, you know, whatever. They work out early, but I like to do it too. If I got a little time, I want to work them out a little bit. So I have him do his drills, you know. So I have him do the drills, and I forget the game. I come in, and I go, oh, let me just see. I check on the phone, and I see Stubbs hit the home run. Ah! I was like, that was awesome. That was, you know, and I want to get into this, the surprise. That was like a nice surprise when you get something like that. That's, you know, you fall asleep or whatever it is, you're doing something and you think the game's lost and yet somehow they pull it out. That's like the good surprise. I love that. So I'm going to get into that. Today is day two of I solicited four strangers for opinions on the four different teams. We spent a lot of time talking Phillies, some Flyers. We didn't really get to Eagles and Sixers. We're going to do that today. The guy that I solicited for the opinion on the Eagles was about Nick Sirianni. And what he said to me was, I hear you. I don't know what you see in this guy. He said, in fact, he called him the pool boy. And I'm going, I completely disagree. And I get in a little debate with the guy. I go, I think Sirianni's sharp. I love what he's doing with the play calling. I loved how he changed his offense. You know, it's hard to change your offense. Like, people think, oh, it's just calling different plays. That's not it. It's a lot deeper. When you go to a more run-based offense the way the Eagles did last year, it's a lot involved. It's not what you think. It's not all of a sudden I'm going to be mad and calling running plays. That doesn't work like that. It's a whole install. It's a big deal. It's a big undertaking. I thought that Sirianni was professional. I thought he was a CEO. I thought he was highly relatable. Like, if I'm a player, I go, I like this dude. And, you know, the days of the Army drill sergeant are over. Over. And I'm not so sure that was ever a good idea. Now, I'm not saying you lay down, but I think, you know, you need to have relatability. And I think Sirianni is relatability. I like him. I think he's sharp. I like him. Now, the defensive coordinator I don't like, but we'll see. He's actually got players this year. So I'll wipe the slate clean for him. But he's the one that I'm on the fence with. I think Sirianni's actually a better coach than Doug Peterson. How about that? I think, you know, Doug Wong, God bless. And I love him for it. And I wish him all the best in Jacksonville. He's a great dude. And I think he's got his gifts as a coach. I think Sirianni can eclipse him. I think Sirianni's closer to Andy Reid than he is than Doug Peterson. I'll make that statement. Doug obviously has been in football his whole life. He's older. He's more established. But I think as a coach, I think Sirianni is closer to Andy Reid. Because I think he also has some fire in him. He's not a patsy, but a lot like Andy. Very relatable. Like behind the scenes, Andy was an incredible, incredible, relatable coach. And I remember him in the same vein being a quarterback's coach and all of a sudden bypassing the coordinator thing and getting the job. And people go, who's Andy Reid? And he was a home run. And I think Sirianni's going to be the same way. So I got to debate this guy, and I want to get into it with you guys, where you guys are at. In case you missed it, we talked Phillies and the likability of the team. That was our topic with the Phillies. Flyers on your radar. Are they completely gone? The person I solicited with, or I solicited the Flyers' opinion with, said that they're a long-lost friend that he thinks he may never see again. I thought it was a great analogy. So we're going to get into that. I want to get into ode to the Phillies' backups and bustouts. I need a composite top 10 off of our conversation yesterday. So that's on the docket. But let me first pay homage. I got to tell you, my man DeChunas, wow, my man can grill. I got to give my boy props. So last night, I told you Massimo had a game. So we had a game. My father's up from Florida. Now, irony strikes. My dear friend Tooch, who, you know, his childhood friend, Tunis lives next door to him. It's the weirdest thing in the world. I mean, you know, Tooch's family, right? I'm the godfather to his daughter. Like, they're like my daughters, Eric and Alyssa, right? And Tunis lives next door to him. It's crazy, right? But that's us. That's the Delaware Valley. So I go, listen, we'll come over. We'll go watch the hockey game. We're going to hang out, whatever. Father Sean, it was an excuse to eat Father Sean's sausage. Father Sean, great caller, listener to the show, made us all the sausage, homemade, delicious, right? So we were growing up in honor of Father Sean. So we had a little impromptu sausages and beers. Right, last night, it was a beautiful night, no humidity. It was incredible. And we hung out, and the Chulis was in charge of grilling. Killed it. You killed it, kid.
Oh, hi. Good morning. Thank you. I love it. It's a good time. That's why I tell you should get a grill.
I don't need it. If I got you, what do I need a grill
you
for?
Stop by?
Yeah.
Listen, man, I'm out there.
Chulis, grill me up.
Three, four times a week. It's nice. It's an excuse to have a beer. You're outside. It's beautiful. I love it. So, yeah, I enjoyed it. It was a good time yesterday.
You made the peppers and onions?
We went peppers and onions. Listen, man, when I care, I can do some things.
You did well.
With the cooking.
Give my boy props, man. You killed it.
You know, there's just a lot of times where I don't feel like trying, so I go with the, you know.
And then we even wake up the baby. We went over to Tooch's house.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Tooch had the red stripe.
Yeah, dude. Delicious. Delicious. It was a nice long walk home for me.
Sure.
Like 25 steps back. So that was nice. Good time yesterday. And it was a good time to talk about the Phillies. Like we discussed the Phillies because they're playing well. And Ann, I'm disappointed that you haven't said the words yet.
Well,
because
I got the
highlight ready to go.
I will go there, but I wanted to give you props first.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate
that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it was a good time yesterday,
because it was
man.
A nice little improv. Father Sean did us a solid.
Dude, shout out to Father Sean. That stuff was delicious.
You know, and they little heat to it.
Oh, yeah.
Because
nice,
I'm a heat
nice
guy.
Kick.
And it was funny. You know how kids are. Kids are, like, funny. I go, Dad. I go, Dad, can I eat a half a sausage?
He was refusing.
Well, then he ate. He was hungry because he had a game. He was hungry.
Tooch cut one up for him.
Yes. And he ate it, and he liked it.
Yeah, good.
He liked it. He was like, I said, see that? And it was great. It was a nice.
Well, I got a whole other.
It was a beautiful night.
What do you call it when it's still all wrapped up?
It's a link.
The whole thing's a link?
Sausage links.
The whole,
yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I got
you
a
have
link.
The links. The sausages is the link.
And if it was in the sleeve, you know?
No, that's the tattoos in your arm. That's sleeve. Or it's Bradford.
Yeah.
Judas, play the song.
And a high ball to deep right field. Did he do it? Did he do it? He did it! It's a three-run walk-off home run for Garrett Stubbs. What an amazing time to launch his first walk-off home run. The Phillies win it here in the bottom of the ninth inning, 3-1. He was down to his final strike.
One more time. Can I get the... My favorite part.
And a high fly ball to deep right field. Did he do it?
There's nothing like that crack in the back.
He did it!
That was a great call, too.
It was a great call. So, it was a great surprise. Yes, the Judas train is rolling. You exercise the demons of the Marlins, and now you go to Washington... For five, dude.
And 4-5 minimum. You have to win 4 games. 4-5. No fluky losses, right? We've seen that with these teams. They posted the division standings, like team, you know, playing within the division. The Phillies had the worst record leading it, well, still, even after yesterday's win. This is where you gain some ground, man. You beat up on this bad team, the Nationals. Don't take them lightly. And I believe under Joe Girardi, there was like a sleepy attitude. And when you played bad teams like the Marlins or like the Nationals upcoming, or when the Angels come
you know
in
what?
Here,
that's
losers
a good
of
point.
10 straight games,
sleepy
he's a sleepy
attitude.
Manager,
yeah.
Sleepy attitude. And when you play sleepy, bad games, bad teams, sometimes you play down to their level. And you're not seeing that right now with this new regime.
That's Zombie Joe to you.
And I don't know if that's Rob Thompson doing it. Or if it's more so Joe Girardi not here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's funny. Somebody asked me that yesterday because we were at the game. And somebody asked me that and says, so what do you think it is? Like, is it just, you know, a managerial change? And, you know, I was thinking about it. I think, one, they were underachieving as a team. They do have talent.
Yes.
Like, they do have... They got guys that can hit the ball. I think the biggest thing, I think it's partly that they were underachieving and then they're better than that. And I do think that Girardi was a drain. He was a vacuum of energy. Certain guys, and look, you know, it was funny. The writing was on the wall, right? When he doesn't get an extension, like, what's that? Like, he doesn't get the
extension.
It's
dead man walking at that point.
Right, like you don't extend it, dude. Going into the season, and he was walking around like a mope. And I don't know. Now people say that know him, that close to him, that he was too prickly. Like he's a competitor.
Yeah, all business, no fun.
Yeah, and baseball, man. Of all guys, he as a guy that was a catcher that won a championship. You know, I noticed that Yankee thing is different. There is something different.
I do believe there's something
about
that.
The Yankee thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Red Sox were the opposite of that, right? You know, all scruffy and fun and, you know, dirt. What were they, the dirt dogs? You know, the whole thing.
Yeah, like Kevin Millar.
Yeah.
There was one of the guys that was the dirt dog. That was literally his nickname. I forget.
But, you know, like that whole fun. And that, to me, this Phillies team is more that. They're not the Yankees, the Yankee way.
No.
They're Philly. You got to be more, you know, down to earth and you got to have a little fun. And this team, they're having fun. And look, yesterday was a great surprise because, dude, when I got aggravated, I'm going to tell you, I have to be real, I'll come clean. Because every once in a while, you just get aggravated. And I was aggravated when Reese hits the triple. And boy, he's got a hot bat.
Yeah.
When he hits the triple and they don't score, I was aggravated.
Well, and that's why I was okay with the boo against the Diamondbacks, because that, again, is just bad baseball. That's it. It's just bad baseball. You have a runner on third, nobody out, and you can't find a way to get the run home. It doesn't take much. I'm not asking you to put one in the gap. You just got to lift one into the outfield. That's it. But these guys don't know situational hitting. And it's not just the Phillies. It's you see it in baseball, right? So it happens all the time where they don't understand situational hitting, and it kills me, man. And there was loud boos, man.
I was talking to that last night. Instead, you know what they like to do? They think, and it's in vogue all over baseball, that they spread you out, right? Like, so your stance, you spread out more with two strikes. You keep the swing the same,
yep,
but you spread out. Now, what sense does that make? Why don't you just shorten your swing? But they want to keep everything the same.
Mm-hmm.
That A swing, I told you last week, I was talking to a good baseball man, and he was saying the same thing to me and about the A swing and how it's taught. It was Ruben was telling me. And I thought he was dead on. And I don't understand. I get you spread out. All right. That's going to quiet your feet, and you're not going to have a big... So you're more apt for, contact. But I'd rather shorten your swing.
Yes.
Than spread you out.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's just, it's the way the game's going, and it's infuriating. And Hoskins, he deserves a little bit of blame too. I mean, listen, do I think Rhys Hoskins should be hitting inside the park home runs? No, but my man didn't start running until the ball hit off the wall.
I know.
And man.
But the dude's been crushing it.
Yeah, I know.
I can't get on.
I'll feel a certain type of way, though. He would have easily scored.
He would have.
If he busted out of the box.
He
would have.
But, but that's not his. I mean, he's a power hitter.
I got you.
I go pass for
Rhys. Listen, everybody else is to blame not getting him to score. But I still go, come on, man. Show a little life here.
He's giving you life. I'm sorry.
But it was fun yesterday, man. And Garrett Stubbs, just how perfect is it that JT Realmuto gets sat down yesterday, which he should. He's been scuffling a little bit.
And Stubbs hits it.
And now
he's the new, he's
everybody loves him.
Yeah.
But I will say this.
Especially with JT struggle.
Yes. I'll say this. This is why I have been begging for years now to get Andrew Knapp off this team. Andrew Knapp doesn't hit that home run yesterday. Andrew Knapp three errors in the field.
Well, not only that, he's a feeble.
He was terrible.
He was feeble.
He was here for 5 years, man, as an awful backup catcher.
That's your boy Clentap.
You bring in a guy who, caught with the Houston Astros, right, and all that kind of stuff.
What's funny? I just don't even understand. Like, there's certain people that I just have no... I may disagree with some executives and all. That dude, I thought was... I didn't even understand what he was coming from.
No.
And what made it worse was these people that anointed him. Like, that Andy McPhail anointing that dude. Because, first of all, he's a kid.
Well, Andy McPhail anointed himself, too.
Yes.
I'm successful.
Well, right. After he took over the Twins.
Yeah.
When his predecessor got sick and won with his predecessor's team.
Yep.
And somehow he became...
He's this baseball savant.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Meanwhile, when he left, he was a loser everywhere else he went.
Yep.
Loser. Didn't win anything. Went to Baltimore. Loser. And then he goes and anoints this kid because, we got to get into analytics. So, let's do that. And then he wrecked the franchise and for 5 years. Wrecked it. Steamrolled it. But that's why Andrew Knapp was there.
Yes. He stinks.
Right. And that's why I still can't believe he had Brad Miller hitting fourth.
Yeah, cleanup.
So stupid. So stupid. Ridiculously stupid.
See what
stupid.
Brad Miller was a part of yesterday?
The no-hitter?
First time in Major League Baseball history, the immaculate inning happened twice in one game.
And oh, really?
It was the Astros.
There was another
Astros
no-no
Rangers.
Yesterday that was robbed in the ninth inning.
Yeah, Anderson with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
It was the same three batters, which is crazy, right? So Brad Miller was the third hitter of the immaculate inning twice. And he went down swinging both times.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, first time in Major League history. Where wow. The immaculate inning happened twice in a game.
That's amazing.
And beautiful. Brad Miller was a part of history twice.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, lots to get to.
Fun Police was still out yesterday, by the way.
Oh, yeah, you got to talk about it. Oh, Phillies, yeah. We'll have some fun to fight, as you know. Phillies bust outs. I want the top 10 we're going to come up with. I need some Sirianni talk and a little Sixer talk a little bit later. I need your sports surprise as well. We got a lot of stuff to discuss today.
I have one that's not Philadelphia related, and I wasn't surprised, like happy, but I'll tell the story coming up.
Okay. I like it. It's Cuz Ready with the Chewness. Just getting started. On a Thursday. That's right. Thursday. Let's talk Bagster for a second. So, you know, somebody got all kinds of projects going on, right? Like clean the house. Let's get organized. Let's do this basement and let's do the attic and let's redo the bathroom or whatever. The deck. You need the bags to bag for all those home improvement projects, whatever it is. The bags is with which I tell you all the time, you know, I wanted to throw Klintak in the Bagster and all the Klintak McPhail and that crowd in the Bagster. The Bagster, it handles all of it. The beauty of the Bagster is that it's a bag. It's a 3-cubic-yard dumpster in a bag that is sold at Home Depot and Lowe's and all your local hardware stores for just $29.99. It holds 3,300 pounds of waste. Tremendous. I've used it 100 times. It's the greatest invention. The beauty of it, it's on demand, right? So you buy it, and then you fill it at your leisure. It's boom, boom. And then, like, if you can only do it on weekends or maybe you got a couple days, you leave it out there, and then you fill it, and then you call Waste Management. They come get it. Go to thebagster.com. They got all the details right there. Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with the Bagster. Dumpster in the back.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Sell on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. 10:30 across the Delaware Valley. What a storm this morning.
Dude.
I was driving the boys to school, and that was nasty, dude. Lightning, thunder, and, you know, the rain down in buckets.
So we have this, like, kind of sound machine for the baby for when he sleeps. It's got a light so that he can stare at it, you know, in the middle of the night. And we play the rain sound because I like sleeping to the sound of rain. Like, I find that soothing. Man, I woke up. I'm like, did you turn that thing? Like, did you turn it up? I thought Christy accidentally turned up the machine because you can change the volume on it. And she's not even in the room because she was downstairs with the baby. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's just the rain coming down like in buckets.
Can I tell you? God, I love a storm.
Oh, I do too.
Except when you drive it. Like, I could have went back to bed. Like, dude, if I told you. Today was one of those days. You ever had those days where you go, man, I feel like going right back to bed?
Yeah, I've had those. When did Cooper come home?
Yeah.
Since then.
Guess what? Yeah. Anthony's 12.
You're still doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
It was like dark.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Cozy.
Like so dark, right? Just, you know, the rain's coming down, the battering, the rain pelting. And all I kept thinking about was, oh, my God. I just want to go to bed.
Yeah, I like a storm.
I want to go another couple hours.
Dude, there was a storm a couple of years ago. I was still out in the Northeast. And the house I was at had a metal awning above the door. And it got struck by lightning. And it was while I was holding the cat. Like the cat, it was a rainy day, right? So the cat's like, it was nice, right? Scared the living daylights out of him. All of them came out. Front and back paws. I was just like, I had daggers in me.
Damn.
Because it was such a loud crash after the lightning hit the metal awning. Yeah, that wasn't fun. That Damn. Was the one storm I didn't like.
Yeah, the best is when you're down the shore.
Oh, yeah.
And you see the storm come in.
As long as it doesn't ruin the rest of the day.
Yeah, no, I hear you. But like,
a quick passing storm. Nice.
No, I will say this. I will say, as long as I get like a week or like 5 days of good weather, I don't mind the one day that could get a washout because it's a chill day. It's cool. But I like there's nothing better than that. Like the breeze kicks up and there's the smell. You know when you smell the rain?
Yep. I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's nice.
It was last summer. I drove right from here down the shore, and my parents were already on the beach when I got there. They took off a couple of days. Our family friends were down there, and I was racing the storm down, right? I was caught in it on the expressway, and I was racing it down to the shore. None of them were answering their phones. It was a flash storm. Like, there was no storm on the radar,
oh
so I
my
had to
God.
Drive down. I didn't even drive to the house. I went right to where they go onto the beach, and I sprinted on. I was like, you guys might want to pack up now. And they're like, why? It's not supposed to rain today. I was like, dude. And they didn't believe me. It's like 15 minutes went by, and then you start seeing the black clouds coming. Yeah. I was like, yeah. Should have listened.
I told you the one time. We were on the beach, and it started to rain.
Oh, if you're in Wildwood, you're...
We were in Avalon. In fact,
oh, okay.
In fact, we were in Avalon. Coach Spags came down.
Nice.
So I drove down with the boys to go visit him. He was in town, and they have the house in Avalon. So we went to the beach, hung out. The thing was, like, you know when it starts to rain, and you're like, we were looking at each other, and I'm looking at the boys. Go, listen, look at this guy over here. It's going to clear. You got to deal with 15 minutes. You're already wearing a bathing suit.
Yeah, you're going to get wet.
Who cares? Wait it out.
That's a good call.
Right?
As long as nothing gets messed up. Like your phone, keep your phone dry.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
What's the difference is right. All right. So yesterday, I was telling you, I came in after working Massey out, and I came in, and I see they won.
Yeah.
What a surprise. Like, I was
awesome
like,
surprise.
I actually was like legitimate, like, yeah. Like, I gave one of those, yeah. Like, I don't know. You know, my wife was probably like, what's floating your boat right now?
Non-sports people don't understand.
Yeah. What's the last surprise you had?
So, this wasn't a surprise in terms of, like, I was happy by any means. But Christy and I, before we even started living together, we went to Boston for like 4 or 5 days, took a trip, right? We were seriously dating at this point. So she wanted to go to Boston. And so we went to Boston. And I scheduled it so that we would be returning home on Sunday. That was a Super Bowl Sunday. I caught some sort of bug while we were out there because Boston's trash. So I caught some sort of bug. So I missed the Super Bowl. Well, scratch that. I went to bed.
Dude, you missed the Super Bowl?
I went to bed.
What, the Falcons?
When the Falcons were up 28-3.
Dude, I was
sick, right? So like it was like, so I was just like, I gotta go to bed. And I go to bed, and I wake up. It's like 4 in the morning. And I guess me waking up woke Christy up, and she goes, oh my God, the Patriots won. And I was like, what? Now I think I'm like, hallucinating
right
from the sickness. I'm like, what? They were down 28-3. What are you talking about? And sure enough, I got out of bed and went downstairs. Like I went on the NFL network and there's, you know, all the footage from the Patriots coming back down 28-3. Yeah. Now that wasn't like a surprise like you where you're rooting for the Phillies, but I just remember waking up like, no. Am I really that sick right now that I'm hallucinating?
Get out.
Yeah, so I missed that entire comeback.
That's funny. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Missed the entire comeback, yeah. I caught something. I don't know if it was on the plane or what. I, you know, who knows?
Oh, you flew to Boston?
Yeah.
You didn't take a ride?
No, we did like the 4 or 5 day trip. It was nice.
Oh, yeah? That's a pain in the ass flying that Logan.
Yeah.
I hate that airport.
But she can't last in the car for more than 3 hours. I love a road trip.
Yeah, Boston's a good road trip type of town.
I agree.
And what happened? No good?
What?
You don't like it?
She just doesn't like long drives.
I once did a road trip to Boston. I was covering a Steelers-Patriots playoff game.
Okay.
When I was working in New York. My buddy Joe Ben is a big-time Steelers fan. So I go, listen, you want to go to the game? I'll get you a pass. We'll drive up. Instead of flying up, because I can fly, you know, I was, you know, paper pays for that. I said, I'll just drive up. And we can go together, and I'll get you a pass, and you stay with, I have the hotel, so you stay with me. So that trip was a crazy trip. There was a kook, like a steroided up guy. We wound up getting into a brawl with him,
nice,
and him in the lobby of the hotel. It was crazy. But this is the story. So it's the game. I'm covering the game. Now, we used to have several editions. So I would have to write a running game story. So I would actually write before the game. I'd wake up in the morning and I would write thoughts down. And I would write like how I think, not to how the game's going to go, but plot lines, you know, of a coach, a monumental win. I don't know. There's a million plot lines between the two teams, whatever. And then I write the whole story of the game as it's going on. So as soon as the game's over, you hit send. Yeah. And they have the game story, right? And then you gotta go. You have to go down. Then you go get quotes. The whole thing. And because it was a big day, big playoff game, I said, "Listen," I told him, "I go, go to you do the Steelers locker room. I'm gonna go to the Patriots locker room. So just get me quotes. Here's a notebook." They gave him a tape recorder. Here you go. Just write a couple quotes down. Now, how hard is that? All right. So I'm writing my story. I do the Patriots locker room. I do my thing as, you know, Brady and Belichick and all the whole thing. And I come up. I'm writing my story. He shows up like 45 minutes later. I go, what do you got? You got a couple things for me? Still your angle? He went, oh, no, Bo. I'm sorry. I said, what do you mean, no? And he's got this, like, stupid grin on his face, like this thing, you know. And I go, what's up? He goes, gosh, I just had the greatest time.
He fanboyed.
I was with Bill Cowher. I was hanging with Bill Cowher. And then I forget who the, and he goes, you know, I was in the locker room, some of the guys.
Yeah, what, the bus was probably there?
You know. And, they're all walking around naked. Bill comes out of the shower. I'm sitting there talking. I go, dude, he fanboyed.
Beautiful, Dick.
I go, God, what are you doing, man? That's a violation, right?
Yes, total. Then again, he wasn't media.
He's such a Steeler fan.
He wasn't media. He had a pass, wasn't media.
He's such a Steeler
fan. I'll be honest. I think I let him off the hook.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's trying to do you a solid, but he's not media.
I'm not expecting him to
be. He walks in and goes, oh, my God.
Joe Deadline. I was just going, dude, just give me a couple quotes. How hard is it? Right? Give me a couple quotes, put the story. He walks up. He's big eye saucers. I was with Bill Cowher.
But you know what? There's a joy to that.
I know. I was,
years later, I'm joking. There's a purity to that story, man.
It's amazing. Yes. And I'm joking around because I didn't really need him. Basically was excused because I know he loves the Steelers.
Right.
So he got a chance to, you know, be with his squad. So I gave him that gift.
That's awesome.
So I know. But it was just funny how he came up, you know, speechless. Because he, you know, he's holding Bill Cowher's towel.
That's great. That's awesome.
I know.
By the way, the fun police were still out yesterday.
Tell me what happened.
What did I get? Was it chiefed?
You got a chief?
Or was it a Skippy? Hold on.
Not a Skippy.
Sparky! Sorry, I got a Sparky yesterday.
Sparky? Yeah. Who's that? Mikey Miss?
No, Patrick Baronski told me to relax, Sparky. because I was excited about the win yesterday. And he's not alone, man. It's still so weird to me. And I was talking to John Kincaid this morning before we went on the air. It was like their second to last commercial break. And he sees it too. He's like, I don't get it. Like, there's this weird group of people that aren't finding joy in the team right now. How do you not love that moment, especially in Philadelphia, the city that loves their backups? And this is a perfect day for the bust out names, because Garrett Stubbs 20 years from now will be a bust out name because he's not going to overtake JT Realmuto, even though there's people that are like hoping for it at this point. Like, Garrett Stubbs hits a walk-off home run.
I don't get the Sparky thing. I'm serious. I don't get that.
Relax, Sparky.
Really?
Yeah, because I was excited.
Relax, Sparky?
Yes. Somebody else said way too much joy for a 500 ball club. Like, all right, you're right. They're a game over 500. But they were 21 and 29 2 weeks ago.
But that police squad is sparse. There's not a ton of the
on YouTube right now going, I guess we're only going to hear the song every other day because we're going to win one, lose one, win one, lose one. They won 9 in a row. 9 straight games, man.
I mean, what do you want to do? You want to just be a mook about it? I know. Who's the YouTube guy?
I got
to
find
him. Ask him a call. I want to talk to him. Like, what's the problem? I don't even understand the problem. Is first of all, Chunas isn't saying they're going to win the World Series. Listen, I just want to celebrate.
Just want to have a good time.
Get me to the Eagles.
It's Gene Thornton on our YouTube chat.
Gene, how about you call up, Gene? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, nobody's saying World Series.
I mean,
but you know what?
I want you on board, Gene. I just want you on board. Have fun. It's summertime. This thing's going to hit. What do you want? They haven't been to the playoffs in 10 years. Haven't been to the playoffs. 10 years. Come on, Gene. Get on board.
They can
make the playoffs.
I had another guy yesterday. Hold on. Where is this at?
I can't do this every day, Julius.
No, I know.
You can't do this to me every day.
Oh, all right, here you go. It was from RBF1582. They're losing, right? Game's not over yet, though. And he just tweets me out of the blue. This is why people hate this team.
Okay, well, listen. That's not a violation.
But let the game end.
Hear you.
3-run home run.
Listen,
I don't see my man celebrating the victory.
And here's why. Listen, though. When Reese hits the triple and you got the tying run of third, nobody out, and you don't score, that's frustrating.
Yes.
So I got to let that guy off the hook. RB, whatever. I let him off the hook.
I don't know, but RB ain't tweeting like, oh, what a great win.
Okay, well, but I let him off the hook on that one. G's got to get on board.
I don't let him off the hook because he's looking for the bad things to happen.
Hold on, let me get Gene up.
Oh,
there.
Nice.
Oh, Gene!
What are you doing, Gene?
Come on, Gene. I saw him call up.
Gene, call back, man.
I want to talk to you, Gene. Oh, Gino. I'll give you FanFest
Haley
tickets.
Says he hung up on purpose.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe he got nervous.
He hung up on purpose.
Come on, Gene.
What did he say, Haley? Get a report. Bring Haley in. I want a report on Gene, on what his beef is. Like, I just don't even understand why you would be snide after a win. I get RB, whatever, during the game, there's a lot of frustration there. But after the win, you come in snide?
Yeah, come on.
I got a question. I got a question of loyalties a little bit there. Hey, so what was Gene about, Haley? You can come on here.
He didn't say anything. He just said, I'm the guy from YouTube. I'll talk about it with Anthony. And then he hung up.
Oh, well, I don't know. He did it on purpose. Who knows? Mm. All right, let's
talk. The fun police, man. The fun police is out. God forbid, Garrett Stubbs hits a home run. And relax, Spark.
Hands against the wall, Judas. Hands against the wall. Spread them, Judas.
Oh, my God. You see that guy? He's celebrating. Get him! Get him! He's celebrating the Phillies win! Bring him down!
Spread him, Judas!
He's a detriment to society because he's enjoying a Phillies win! Get him!
What you gonna do? Hands up! Hands up, mother father! Hands up! All right. We got to... hey, real quick, because I need your opinion on this. We didn't get to it yesterday. But when the dude called Nick Sirianni the pool boy...
Yeah, that's weird.
Which was a funny line, but...
Yeah, it is a good line, but come on, hey, man. Really?
I goes, your boy, the pool boy. I goes, I know, now he's Vince Lombardi. That's... Now, typical Philadelphia, you know, that's a great... He's a great ball breaker, the pool boy. Funny. I think the guy... I'm telling you, he's closer to Andy Reid than Doug Peterson.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not ready to get to that point, but I'm not.
I saw more from him, I'm telling you. Telling you.
I know, it's just hard. Listen, dude, I'll be honest. It is hard to say that because the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Dude, sometimes.
It is hard for me to say it.
Hey, you want to run Philly? Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead. Like, I'll be honest with you.
Call Nick.
I'll be honest with you.
And it wasn't even his play. I think Press Taylor brought it up or something.
Come on, bro.
No, I get it, but dude.
Yeah, go ahead.
Listen, their backs are up against the wall. He led them to that Super Bowl. It was an incredible run.
Listen, I think I was Destiny driving the bus.
All right, well, you
know
what?
Not Doug.
I'm glad that he had Destiny on his side.
Yeah. Doug. I think Destiny was the driver.
It's hard for me to say that.
And Doug was the passenger.
But going pool boy... Like, come on, man. Like, Sirianni is a good head coach. It's too early to tell if he is this
incredible genius,
but it's too early to say that, you know, oh, God forbid.
The one thing I know is coaches. I've been around them. I've covered them. I've spent intimate time with a lot of coaches. I'm telling you. I still believe, I told you about McDermott. Now, he's a good coach. I know Rule's a good coach. Bad spot, needs a quarterback, but I'm telling you, he'll be better. These guys, I can spot them.
I have more faith
this
than...
This kid could coach.
I have more faith that he's going to be a good coach than not. It's just, I don't understand the pool boy thing. I don't know.
Oh, that's your shot.
But I don't know if it goes back to the press conference, rock, paper, scissors, the T-shirts that people don't like.
Yeah.
For some reason, people think that you could just switch your offense like that in the middle of a season, which he actually got to.
Yep. All right, lots to get to. Cubs ready with the Chunas. We're going to open up the phone lines. Travis and Robbie, you guys are going to be first. And we'll see. Gene, we want to talk to you as we hang out on this Thursday.
Officer, no fun.
Well, I don't know. Let's talk to him first. Maybe he's not. Maybe he just, you know, whatever. Hey, let me tell you about Royal Billiard and Recreation, the Delaware Valley's ultimate game room store. Since 1982, that's my friend Audrey's place. Let me tell you, like, imagine you guys are all together. You got your whole family, your friends, their kids, the little kids hanging, adults, everybody. You got tournaments going on. Late night, ping pong, foosball, skee ball, little darts, right? You know, all kinds of stuff. All the guys together playing poker. Listen, you know what you're doing? You're creating a memory. You're developing bonds. It's so important. I mean, it really is. And that's the beauty of Royal Billiard and Recreation, because they make those memories and bonds a reality. The Royal Billiard sales and service team is the best in the industry. They'll help you choose the right products for your home, install them with a smile. They'll deliver to your shore house, mountain house, whatever house you got. Not a problem. This is the Royal Billiard Showroom in Hatfield, Pennsylvania, or at royalbilliard.com, Royal Billiard Recreation, the Delaware Valley's ultimate game room store since 19.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.